Hey there, thank you for calling. This is Joe. How can I help you today?
Hi. Someone called me?
I'm not sure who.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey there. Hey there, Deborah. This is Joe Wilson here.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Well, this is Joe Wilson. I'm calling you from Orbit. We were trying to get in contact with you because you signed up with us for a website.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so we just wanted to, you know, chat about the website. How do you want it? What is your goal? What is your aiming? And what do you want with this website? And how do you want this website to be? I saw the link for the joy of travel. I'm sorry about that. .net.
Uh-huh.
And just wanted to have a little brief discussion about it. All right. So I can have my designers and my developers on the same page. So we can go ahead and make sure everything is all working out for you. All right. So do you have time so we can talk about it or no?
Yeah, we can talk now.
All right. We call Angeline as well. And she was very, very supportive.
She told me.
Yes.
Yeah, she told me you sent her some forms. She's actually filling them out.
Okay.
And she is going to send me the, I guess, whatever she wasn't able to fill out, she's going to forward it to me so that I can do it, and I'll send it back to her.
Okay. All right. So can you tell me a little bit about the business? Like, what is this business about? Like, what you guys are trying to achieve and everything?
It's a travel agency.
Okay. All right. So
that's what the business is. It's a travel agency. This is a website for a travel agency that wants to advertise different group events that they have throughout the year, maybe throughout the month. You have an option if you want to do group travel. We can make that arrangement for you. We do individual travel, but we specialize in group.
Okay. All right. And you want exactly like the joytravel.net. The joy of travel.
I love that concept.
Okay.
I love how that website is set up. Of course, I don't want the same exact thing. That's her website that she arranged and she created. I'm assuming that they created it tailored to what she wanted. But I like that concept. I like that style.
What was that?
Oh, excuse me. I like the concept. I like the style.
Okay. Well, the look and feel of the website, right? Like the home, book online, meet us, travel with us, you know, and all of this subdomains that they have, the subcategories they have. Okay. All right.
Now, not necessarily will I use all of them because I don't have a blog. I haven't created one, so I don't need a blog. I think she has a gallery, which, yes, I can use a gallery. She has an About Us, which is just like an introduction to me, the owner.
Okay. Well, let me check. Let me check. Where is the gallery? I'm looking at the Meet Us. In the Meet Us section, I can see, Lee Lane, Cassian, you know, different kind of people they might be working with. Yeah.
Right. That's what she has there. It's another place. Hold on. I have to go to that.
The About section.
The About section. She has pictures of her and her husband, I think, if I remember right. If you go into groups, she has pictures there of the different group travels that they've done. It looks like, and she gives you information about it. I don't really need that. Most of my trips are groups, but I do like how she has a saying there. I mean, I don't have the blogs because I don't have a blog at this time. But
no problem. We can provide you with the blogs if you want. If you really want your business, you know, because I'm the CDO for the company. Eddie Martin is your project manager. So your call was coming in. So, you know, I took it. All right, so I can go ahead, you know, let you know about the process, let you know about the phases of the website and everything about it. So, everybody's on the same page. All right, as soon as you're going to go and send me the brief form, all right, because you will put in all of the information that we require, right? And after you fill in, of course, after reading all of the requirements, I will be giving you a call back.
Okay.
What your perceptions are, what your opinions are about the website, and how you want the website to be, what functionalities you want on the website. Then we will discuss more about the website, how you want it to lay it down. All right, like how many pictures, how many what is the content to be there, what booking platform will you be using? Will you be using a booking platform of your own, or do you want the website to be, you know, have its own?
Wow, okay, that's questions I don't have answers to. I haven't even thought about that. Honestly, I haven't. I mean, I have a CRM, but I don't really like it. So maybe those are questions that Angie might have answered, because right now I'm looking to build everything onto one platform so that I can do everything there.
That was Go High Level? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she was trying to provide us with some credential, but then she asked us with an email that we provided to her, all right, on which she can provide us with the access, but if you want a real suggestion, like how, as you said, that you want everything to be at one place, you don't have to go ahead and run after any other company for another thing and then another company for another thing, all right? So if you're, you know, just a friendly suggestion, all right, go with the WordPress, all right? Because WordPress gives you or a customly built website on coding, all right, PHP platform. All right, so it is, that will be the best kind of solution for you. Like you can own, because you will be the owner of the website itself. So it will be best for you as well. So that will be my personal suggestion to you.
But I think she was on WordPress.
No, I'm talking about like a customly designed website, not WordPress itself.
Okay.
Yes, because, you know, every platform has some limitations. WordPress sometimes do as well. All right, but a customly designed website, like you can design whatever you want on the platform, well, that is something that I would, you know, of course, suggest you in a better way, because you will be expanding your business more in the future. You will be putting in more of your ideas, more of the people ideas that will work in your company, right, to expand it to make it more better and better and better day by day, second by second. Is that correct?
Correct. So I guess I'm getting a little bit confused. So she's working on WordPress at this time.
Okay.
Basically what she's doing is to prevent me from having to maintain the website and do, I guess, other things that might need to be done in the background. It's almost like she's my assistant. So she's doing that in the background. So according to what she was saying to me, and I think she put it in the information, I'm not sure because I don't have it yet, but she was saying that she was trying to build this on WordPress, and that's when she was having a little difficulty.
Okay.
So I decided that I was going to take it to another company or a professional company to get the website built.
Okay.
So according to what I'm reading here, she's saying that she's on WordPress and she's using the Kingdom Sparkle Agency software. And she's calling it white label of Go High Level. I don't know what all of that is.
Okay.
I don't know what all of that is. I'm taking it that is her platform. Because what it is that she would have a platform and you would go there and everything that I have to access, my CRM, my travel fly, whatever else, my insurance that I sell, everything like that, she is basically going to house it in one place. Are you saying that I should not house it in one place?
Well, what I'm saying is that I'm just giving you suggestions as I'm talking to you.
Okay.
All right, I'm getting to know more and more about your business and what is your idea.
Uh-huh.
All right. So as you told me, like, hey, I want everything. You need a website that is user-friendly, that is easy to adapt, that you can control easily. You don't have to go into any kind of functionalities. You don't have to go into the complexes or anything like that. It's user-friendly, and it's, you know, working perfectly fine. right?
Right.
And you want something that will auto update itself. You want something that will be, you know, managed by a team, a professional who can guide you throughout with it for the lifetime. Right? So you're not revamping or coming up with anything. If you're coming up with anything new, it could be added onto the same website. So you're not going for another new website. It could be edited.
It
could be, you know, managed. It could be infused within the
It can be revamped if I want to revamp it, whatever needs to be done, right?
You can, you know, destroy it all and then revamp it on the same platform again. You don't even have to go for another company like, hey, I want to go ahead, you know, build a new website. They will be charging you more.
Okay.
All right.
What
we do is we go ahead and provide our client with, you know, a different kind of website. All right. That is a customly designed build. All right. That we provide them with mocks and everything about it because you will be using a portal as well. And I'm pretty sure that you store the data of the customer on which you will be doing marketing in the future as well. Because if you're going to have the data, you will go ahead and do market to go ahead and, you know, expand the brand. Because this will be not just a website that we'll be working on. This will be a big brand that we'll be working on.
Okay.
What's
okay.
the name for your business? Can I have a name right now?
Timeless Adventures.
Oh, can you? Timeless Adventures. Just check out the name. Who came up with this name?
I did.
Well, that is a fantastic name. Timeless Adventure. Like, who doesn't even want to go on Timeless Adventures? I want to go on a Timeless Adventure.
I don't know. Why don't you come and go on an adventure with us?
Well, of course. Why not? I will be your first client.
Great.
Because, like, who doesn't want to go on a Timeless Adventure? Like, right? No time, no anything. Of course, perfect name for a business. Because Timeless Adventure is going to be the talk. It's going to be, you know, the moment for people.
Correct.
All right. So let me check. I suppose that you did send something on Teamwork. So just give me like 1 minute so I can check what you sent and then we can talk about it as well. Okay.
I don't think if you're looking for the form from Angela, she sent it to me. I can send it to you, but I haven't finished filling it out.
Okay. Well,
because there were things on here that she unfortunately could not answer. So she just passed it over to me. She filled in what she could, and then she passed it over to me. So I don't know if you want me to forward this form to you, and then we can go over the rest of it together, or you want me to fill it out and then get back to you.
Well, I would give you the time to go ahead and fill it out because you do need a little, you know, open mind to go ahead and fill out all of the questions and everything about it. But if you do have questions, I'm just a call away, or Eddie. We'll just be a call away to go ahead and explain you everything on the form. All right, and I'm pretty sure that half of the form has already been filled out by Angeline.
Yeah, it actually has. So I'm just going to go in there and try to give you the rest of the information.
And I suppose that I do have the pictures for the website.
Can you tell me what's an external API required? What's that?
External API. APIs are like a bridge for... you know,
the
third
bridge.
Parties to be connected over to the website. Yes.
Okay.
So that is required, any kind of payment methods or any kind of more functionalities required for the website from a third party. So there is a bridge that needs to be connected with the third party and the website itself. That is called an API.
That's what API is. So, like, for instance, I use Square right now as my processor. That would be considered the API because you would have to incorporate that or integrate that. Is that's what it would be considered?
What was your question again? Can
Square.
You read it for me?
Square. Square is who I use for my payment processor at this time.
Of course.
So they would be considered as the API because you need to integrate it?
Well, Square itself is a merchant, first of all. All right. That will require us to go ahead and create an API for it to be connected. And for that, we will go ahead and get a software. All right, so we can go ahead and do that later on.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, so let me go through these questions. I'm probably going to have, she put down no, but I really do need an API. I'm not sure why she put no. Maybe because using her web or using her platform, she'll have all of that there. That's probably why she did that. But then if I want to stand on my own, basically you're saying I would still have to come back and get those integrated anyway.
Well, you tell me first, Deborah, like, how do you want the website to be? Like, how it is going to be for you?
Okay, I'm sorry. You better repeat that.
That's it. Okay. All right. The question is, like, how do you want the website to be? What are your, because I'm assuming that you're the owner of this website, correct? And you're the...
Yeah, this is my company.
This is your company. All right. So what is your opinion about your website? Where do you want the website to be? I gave you my suggestion.
Basically,
whatever they
were. I want a website that I can, like you said, user-friendly. Yeah, that's user-friendly. That's something that I... as a owner of the website, would be able to navigate through. I want something that when my customers go on there, they're able to, there isn't a lot of, I don't want a lot of clutter on my website. Because when there's too much clutter on there, I know how I am. On a website, when there's too much clutter, I don't even look at it. I just skim through. And if I can't find what I'm looking for, I can't be bothered to go through and try to fight for it. For example, when you are going on things like Facebook and those social media, I don't need you to tell me a story. I need you to tell me what you are talking about. I don't like the long, drawn-out story. If you give me a little short intro, then at least engage me, and then I can ask you for more, or I'll look for more. But when you start off with a long, drawn-out story, you lose me. I don't have that time. I just don't. Unless, again, you have to give me a hook line and reel, like a fish, reel me in, and then I'll stay. But if you lose me in the beginning, you lost me because I won't go back. And if I do come across your page again, I most likely will just skip it by because I know that you tell stories, and I can't take that time out. That feels like 15 minutes out of my whole day. Just sitting there listening to you tell me one thing that doesn't even lead to something else. So, no. I'm liking what you're saying in reference to an independent site. The only reason why I was going with Angela is because my time, I have a full-time job. I am a homemaker. And at the same time, I also have a company that I run full-time. If I'm not doing that, I am physically out traveling because I travel with my clients. So generally, there isn't too many tours that I book for my clients that I am not participating in. So I am their, I won't say I'm their tour because or their tour guide, but I am accompanying them on each tour that they're on. Very rarely, I have scheduled anything that my clients have not gone with me. So we're going as a group. So that's something that I want to highlight and let them know. Joy does that too, and that's why I guess I kind of navigated or gravitated would be a better word to her site because she does the same thing. She is an in-person operator, so she now hires people because, of course, she can't go on every tour. But there are tours that she goes on with her group. So basically what they're doing, she's doing. It's the same way for me.
But we have to
I
be
want
better.
It to be... Yeah. No, of course. We have to be better than that. I know. But unfortunately at this point, well, fortunately for Joy, because, you know, I'm glad she's where she is, and I'm sure she had to start someplace, so she probably just started with her and her husband. Right now it's just me and my kids, and we are going on your tours and doing everything with you. So it's personalized. When I put on, like, an added attraction, those are added attractions that we handpicked and looked for to provide to our customers. If they would like to do them, fine. If they don't, does not mean that we won't do them. But at least we'll get the experience so that we can talk firsthand to what we're going to do maybe when we take the group back there, another group.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? I would like, honestly, a secured back office per se, because I would like at one point that there's a folder there that my reps or my that my customers will be able to go in themselves and upload their, like, for instance, their passport. So I want a secured site that they're able to upload their passport and maybe whatever pertinent information. I also want there to be like a landing sheet. So basically they would fill out all their information, which would be their name, date of birth, you know, where they're from, where their citizenship is, provide me with their passport number, the expiration date. They can provide me with all their frequent flyer numbers for each company. If they have global entry numbers.
That's called lead capturing form, where they put in all of their information and then it gets stored on the back end of the website. So you can easily access it. You will have, what you're talking about is a portal website. All right, like you will have the boss access for all of the website and no one else will have that kind of an access, all right, that we will absolutely create for you, especially that will be secured for all. All right, like people can go into the portal. They can see what they have, like how many times they have traveled, how many like bookings they have done, how many payments they have made, and everything will be there on a portal. All right, so that is the reason. There's a portal, there's a dashboard where you'll be able to see like how many people have, you know, booked on the website, how many people have paid what amount, how many people are still on the paying you know, the merchant and all. All right, so you can actually see what the live forecast of the website. And I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so question.
Yes.
If I have a CRM, I have a CRM with a company called Client Ease, and I believe they do that same thing. It's just that the reason why I'm so very unhappy with them, and unfortunately I have to keep them for the rest of the year, I think a full calendar year, I think it is because I paid. But their website, their CRM is very complicated to me. It's not self-explanatory. You have to go through a lot of different circles to get information. And basically, to me, they should have offered more like a training. Now, they do offer training now, but at this point, I've had to create my own stuff. So I don't really have time, which I need to because I'm paying for something and I'm not using it. So I don't know if – go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm so sorry about that.
I don't know if I need to – if you're mimicking something like that, because if you're mimicking something like that, then, again, I don't want it to be very complicated. But on top of that, my idea is, since I'm paying for it, do I then, again, use this API and incorporate it into my website? Because they have exactly those things, the forms. They have all of that information. I need DocuSigns on there. Go ahead. A cancellation policy, I need to post that.
Well, I'm saying that on that portal, do you have to do everything by yourself? Is that what you're saying?
I believe so, but I have not really gone in that far on that portal because I was just trying to set it up and I was running into difficulty. Honestly speaking, if I had the choice to cancel it, I would, but I remember reading that there is no cancellation. You would cancel basically on your next monthly payment. Well, I paid for it outright because it was more expensive, of course, when you did it monthly. That was a big error that I should not have done. I should have just paid for it monthly.
And you did it for a year.
It's called Client, C-L-I-N-E-T, Client Ease, E-A-S-E.
Client Ease.
Right. They offer a travel CRM, which is really good. But the thing is that because they don't use, they use another one that begins with an S. as a payment method. I forgot the name of it. Oh, my God, I forgot the name of it. But they use another form of payment, another payment method used. And with that, then, of course, when you're taking payments through that, it feeds in through this system. Well, I don't use that. I use Square. I've been using Square since I started my business, and all my documents and my all my charts, all my payments are filtered through there. Unless the patient, I'm patient. Unless the client pays me directly through Zelle. But even so, when they pay me directly through Zelle, I then turn around and update the invoice in Square. So all my records, like I said, are in there. All my I'm looking for the word, and I can't think of the word right now. Jesus, help me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do something, talk to you at the same time. Hold on.
No, that's it. Okay. Understandable.
Hold on. I'm going to log in real quick and see what it is because I use it all the time, and I just can't think of the name of it. I'm just dumbfounded to what it is right now. Let's go into Square and see. Square up. Okay. Slice, I think they're using. Is it Slice or something? Begins with an S.
Will the Kingdom Sparkle agency that you just sent me the credentials off? Just give me a minute.
Oh, shoot, that's not the right address. I think that's it. Let's try signing it real quick. Damn, they didn't have it. I'm not finding it today. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. Let's verify it.
Not a problem. Not a problem. All right, okay. Well, I suppose that the, you said the Kingdom Sparkle Agency. I'm trying to search the website over Google, and I am not able to find the name of the website. Is it the same one, the Kingdom Sparkle
Agency? No, the Kingdom Sparkle, she is basically a host. She works through, I think she said WordPress or this, whatever she sent you, the high something. That's what she works through. That is where she's going to load all of the particular websites. And basically you'll have everything that you use, like your dashboards would be there for Square. You'll have your own platform within hers. And you would have Square. I would have, for instance, TravelFly that I use all the time. I would put CRM in there, which is under Client Ease.
Well, don't you think that this is a bit complicated for you, for the website that which is being made? Like, is it being made on high level? Is it being made on Kingdom Sparkle Agency? Where is it?
Well, it's high level. That's what she sent you.
Yes.
According to her, that's what she's saying here. It is called, oh, my God, I think I'm going to have to take a class on this. She's saying that it's on WordPress with the Kingdom Sparkle Agency software. And then she put in parentheses, white label of go high level.
White label of go high level.
Go high level.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, my God. I need to check that. I thought I checked in.
That's all right.
No, 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 not you. I'm trying to check in for a flight. So I'm just talking to myself. I thought I checked in, and I did. Okay. Damn, the D1 got in before me.
Well, it's your choice to be if you...
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Well, it's completely your choice whether you would like to go ahead and create the website on our platform or do you want to go ahead and do as my suggestion. That's completely your choice.
Right.
The
just saying, though, because if by any chance that I stop doing business with her, then how do I get my website back?
Of course. Well, that's the point. You don't. You will not
that's,
be having an
that's
independent
the point. Right. That's the point. Because if we build it on hers, then I would still have to get it back.
It will
and
not be on
if
your
she doesn't
ownership.
Want to give it back. Huh?
Yes. Well, the website will not be on your ownership if it's being made on, you know.
Under somebody
people.
Else.
Yes.
I get you. I'm with you now. Okay. I just needed more of a breakdown, but you just broke it down for me, and it just hit my brain. So if I build it on WordPress, this is my next question. If I build it on WordPress on my own, and then I decide, well, listen, I do want to integrate with her system, would it still belong to me, though?
Well, if the well, why do you want to go ahead and integrate the website with her system? Like, what system do you want? And exactly.
No,
like,
no, you're not understanding. Because if I want her to manage my system, do my updates,
what if
give me my, like, for instance, I sent.
What if I provide you with a team who can go ahead and do that for you? Like, you don't even
right,
have
but
to
then how much do I have to pay for this team to do it?
Well, that comes on a different level. I'll let you know. If, you know, that's what's worrying you, don't worry about it a bit. All right, because we do always care about our client. We take our client as our own. We're not going to go ahead, you know, tell you something that is, you know, way off, something like that.
But then suppose I need to do updates in the middle of the night. I mean, she's open for me because I know her. It's a 24-hour running business. So basically, if I needed updates done or I need changes done, I don't have to put in a ticket and wait for it to update. It'll happen, like if I send her an email or call her or send her a text with what I want, she updates it instantly. How does that work with you all?
Well, if, as you're sending some of the stuff right now through Teamwork, that's the portal that we usually, you know, have communication with our clients, you just go ahead and send us an email, and that gets done. If you want to go ahead and reach out to your project manager, you reach out to him through call, text, whatever you feel it's feasible for you. All right? So you just go ahead, you know, leave him a thing like, hey, I want to go ahead and update this website, and the next minute it gets updated. Because there is a dedicated team that will be working on your site, all right, and making sure that your website is not having any kind of downtime, website is not lagging, website is not slowing down or anything like that, and your clients are not facing any kind of issues over the website. So this is something that, you know, can be handled. But again, this is completely your choice whether you would like to go elsewhere or whether you like to go on her platform or ours or whichever it is, you know, the best for you. Whatever you think is best. I gave you my suggestion, like what I think, all right, because usually that's how people go, all right, and that's how the website is being built.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just, at this point, let's just build the website. And as we go along, how long does it take you all to build this website?
Well, it depends on the scope of work that you'll be sending me the brief form when you're done filling it out. And then me and my team will go through it, like what are the, you know, what will be the time span and how much time will it take, what kind of features will it require, or what kind of, you know, things will the website be needing to go ahead and get it on to the best kind of a working website for you, so you're not, for at least 10 years, you're not revamping the site, and if you are, you go ahead, you know, do it easily for you. So it depends on the brief form that you will be sending it to me. So put in as much information as you can, all right, because I need my developer and my designer to be on the same page. Because once you fill in the form, you will be sent out two different designs of the website to have the look and feel. The same as, you know, not the same as the Joy of Trouble, but better than the Joy of Trouble.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So we can make sure that your website, your brand, your business has an upper hand, all right? Not at the start.
Okay.
All right, because Joy of Travel has taken a lot of, you know, has been up for a lot of time. So we cannot match at the moment, but as the time goes by, we can. All right, so we're going to have installed better features, better updates, better plugins, better things on the website So it is all good for you. All right, so that's how we're going to go ahead and go by the website. You will be first sent out two designs on the site. All right,
okay.
So you can choose any one of them, whichever you think is best, whichever you think is, you know, good for you, whichever you think is, you know, coming out good. So we can go by that.
Okay.
And I suppose that you send a logo as well. Is that
correct? Sorry, say that one more time. Say that
you
again, I'm sorry.
You sent out a logo as well to us?
Did I send out a logo what?
A logo.
A logo, yes.
Yes.
Actually, when I was in the conversation with Thomas, I gave him the logo. But I can, whatever you sent me this email in that you keep on mentioning, I can put it in there. Or I can send it when I send in this form, my logo. Because I have several of them. I have. Oh, you have it. Okay. I thought you were asking me for it. Okay.
No. I was just informing, like, hey, you sent me a logo. I'm just looking at it right now. It is in different colors. Like, it has a purple and green. And I was thinking, like, what if my team can go ahead and design some logos for you? Just for some suggestion base. For time.
Yeah, you can, but those logos, I had that redone last year. And at this point, I really like those colors. Purple is my favorite color. That logo is not really that common because I had a web designer design it. We went through a couple of them to kind of come up with something. And honestly, I want to say that people, at least people that I know the logo. So to change it now, I would hate to rebrand already.
Got it. Got it. Not a problem. We'll keep the same logo. We'll design the website as per the logo defines, because logo, you know, explains your business. So that is a really
correct
great logo, by the way. All right. Whoever designed it, fabulous. All right. So what I'll do,
I love it.
I'll send it over to the team so they can check it out. All right. And once I have the form, I'll read it myself at the team, and if there's a way that I can give you a call back whenever I receive it, if that's all right with you.
You can call me whenever you need to. That's not a problem. I know sometimes that I don't answer the line, but it's because I might be on a call or in a Zoom, and I can't really, you know, address the person. So I just ask that you leave a message, and as soon as I am free, I will definitely pick up the phone and call you back. That's how come I called you back on this case. It's just that sometimes I just really cannot get to the phone like I would like to.
That's understandable. We can leave you a text as well.
Yeah.
If you want. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you could text me too, because then I can speak to you sometime via text as well. So that works too. It really does.
Got it. All right. So what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and, you know, provide with the knowledge to your project manager, Eddie Martin. All right, who will be
Eddie Martin, okay.
Yes, Eddie Martin will be giving you a call frequently as well to go ahead and make sure that everything goes according to you and to your plans as well and whatever the process is for the website development. All right, so what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and let him know about it, whatever the conversation be had, and he will be sending you an email as well for the confirmation of everything, so you can just acknowledge the email, because nothing goes by you without any kind of approval. If you're not approving to any one of them,
okay,
the work stops right there. All right, because you're mandatory on every step.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. That works for me.
Yeah, because that's just to go ahead and create a safety net around us and you as well, right, to make sure that everything is being acknowledged by you.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm liking this. And it can work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Well, I know, because I do like to work with the clients who are, you know, really trying to go ahead, you know, make sure that their business is, you know, outrunning everyone else. All right? So that is the reason.
I do.
Otherwise,
I do. And I want to be able to do marketing. I need to be able to provide websites for marketing purposes, because everything you do, they ask, do you have a website? Well, I don't. And I think it makes it a little bit more difficult to sell a product without a website these days.
Of course. Well, if you're not going to go ahead and showcase what you're working on, then how are people going to know that this is yours, and how will they go about the website and, you know, you make money?
Right.
If you're not doing
right.
That, of course, there is
right.
Nothing. The website is just, you can say, a blank piece of paper that's doing nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's creating money for you, of course, you just have to sit back, relax, enjoy your juice, have sip, and count money, and that's it.
Right. Right. Well, my next fight, I'm going to hire sales reps that are going to basically be out there hustling this along instead of me doing it. So that's my next thing. I'm going to hire sales reps that basically how they will make their commission is based on state sales. They'll basically almost travel free. So I have some ideas, but I need a website to work on to do that. So that's why I contacted you.
And what is that idea of the salesperson?
Well, basically what it is a sales, a travel consultant. So they will go out there and they will sell these trips that I have to offer. Based on the number of sales that they get, it would then turn around and give them either maybe a free trip, or it could even give them a huge discount on an upcoming trip that they decide they want to take with us.
Oh, well, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's
okay.
My idea of it. So that's something I would like to incorporate, at least try it. I have a person that actually does that now. So it's just something that I'm thinking about. I'm thinking if I can throw that out there, if I make that proposal to the person, then maybe they'll get me more sales, really. I don't know. I got to figure it out. But, again, I need a website to work with so I can do that.
And how long have you been doing this business for, like the Timeless Adventures?
I started this in 2018. And became legal in the state of Florida to sell travel in 2020.
And how is it going by so far, like 2022? How did the COVID came up and how is everything going on right now?
Well, with COVID, I did nothing like everybody else. We stayed put. But that's when I took the time out to legalize the business and to start putting things in place so that when we do start traveling again, it will be a possibility for things to happen. So we actually started traveling, I think it was this year. Yeah. This year. Yeah, right? Because we went to Greece. The first trip that we took was to Greece as a group.
Wow.
Now, I traveled on my own before that to different places. But as a group, the first place that we went was to Greece, which was this year. Then we went to Dubai this year. We went to Dubai in November. We just came back from Dubai. So I would have to say, of course, it's happening, but I just needed to pump a little bit harder.
And why not
I'm pouring a lot of money into this, so I need some real revenue back. I'm making revenue, but not enough to say that it could run the business on its own.
What if I tell you this, Deborah, that I'm thinking to create something for you that is all automated. You don't even have to move a muscle, all right? And you just keep getting texts like, hey, amount has been added onto your bank. How does that sound to you? Like, you have to go out.
Yeah, I see that.
Yes.
I see that with different sites. Like, there's a site that I know of that does something like that. But, I mean, that's what, in its own way, that's what Square does. Once I send someone an invoice for their travel, once they pay on that invoice, Square sends me a message letting me know, whatever, so-and-so made a deposit of this amount, whatever amount will be sent to your bank within 24 hours. You know, so they do something like that now.
That's a push notification.
So, I mean, it all works.
I just
need a simplified system. That's really what I'm looking for. Just a simplified system that actually, like you just said, an automated kind of system that does the work for me. I need to be out there putting trips together. Like right now I'm trying to put together Bali. I have things that I'm trying to do, and it takes time when you have to go and sell something, tell somebody about the trip. And, you know, you got to go through the whole speech, per se, of everything with the trip. It's harder.
Got it.
It takes more time from what you really need to do.
Yeah, of course. And why not going to the football location that's coming up? That's going on, actually. Like a lot of football. over to Qatar and, you know, trying to best, give out their best.
What you talking about? For World Cup? We wanted to go. We just couldn't get there.
Well, it's just a final, semifinal and the final left.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yep. My son and I wanted to go badly. But, I mean, we were over there in Dubai. We could have went, but everybody didn't want to go. So, you know, but that's okay. There's more of them to come. I'm sorry?
Like who? What? Which of the teams do you support?
What do you mean, now? Now that everybody's gone, really? It's still Spain in there, so we're still backing Spain. Yeah,
right,
so we're still
right.
back in Spain, so that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, that is. All right. Okay. Well, I'll let all of the information which has been provided to me to Eddie Martin, all right, so you can have a better idea, and whenever you have filled the form, please just send it over to me or to Eddie, because you'll be steering
okay.
it on teamwork. All right, and my name is Joe Wilson, and I am yes, I will. I'm CDO, and I will be letting you know about all of the functionalities, all the technicality of the website. All right, and if you have any kind of further questions, further any kind of concerns, please do let Eddie know so he can go ahead. You know, make sure that he answers all of it.
Okay, great, no problem. Thank you so much. And as soon as I get back, I'll fill out the form and send it over.
No problem. All right, you can just go ahead and send it back
okay.
to us, so you can just go ahead. You know. Have a discussion about
okay.
it.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Well, you take care.
All right.
Yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.